Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. You can always hit us up. You can actually watch the Triple Option with RBKD. Go to hornfm.com and you can tap into the Twitch stream. There should be a link there and you can watch the Triple Option. You can watch all the shows, actually, that you hear throughout the day at hornfm.com. If you miss any of these shows, any part of any of the shows, you also can catch up with them on the podcast page there at hornfm.com. It's all there for you. You also can follow us via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. BK taking a personal day, which you can cyberstalk him if you want to, at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse, and my man KD is at Kevin Dunn 01. All right, we talked about the games last night in the NBA. Tonight, though, you do have a really sexy slate of games. You have the Lakers, and the Lakers, I don't know if the Lakers are in trouble or not, but it's a really compelling series now.
The Lakers taking on Phoenix.
Yeah, it's, you just, yeah, we'll know tonight. I think if they follow, if they go down 0-2, we know they're in actual trouble. Because we've seen before these, I don't know, these aberrations where a team, if the first game, basically the higher seeded team needs a wake up call. Mm-hmm. We've seen that before. And then the higher seeded team gets the wake up call, then they are able to kind of organize and stabilize and refocus, and boom, they ultimately end up winning the series. But, I mean, this is a weird NBA season, man. The offseason was the shortest ever because they were coming off of the bubble, and it's just been strange. You had the play-in tournament, so LeBron's dealing with, you know, being the 8th seed, and he had the play-in game, and LeBron's got the ankle injury, and we don't know to the extent how much it's hindering his ability to be productive down the stretch. We know it's hindering him. We just don't know how much. And I think Anthony Davis is the big question for me in this series for the Lakers and the Suns. I just don't know if Anthony Davis is being optimized, if he is being weaponized the right way. And I'm challenging Frank Vogel to be able to get the best lineup possible to allow Anthony Davis to be the best version of himself. Right now, that's not happening. A lot of it has to do with the way they're using their big men, because they got a lot of big men, and I think sometimes they got the wrong combination of big men on the floor, forces Anthony Davis into a different type of shooting profile and a different role on the floor.
Yeah, Drummond's going to start probably out there with him.
That's not good.
No, start at the five. But look, some of this, I understand what you're saying about Vogel. Some of this is on Anthony Davis, though, too, because Anthony Davis is the one that says, I don't want to be called the center. I want to be a four.
That's true.
And, you know, you made a good point yesterday. You said just you'd like to see a little bit more back to the basket. I actually don't mind when he faces up, because he can do a lot of things like a guard off of that. I don't want to see the threes that you and BK were kind of complaining about, and understandably so. He doesn't need to be shooting as many of those. He was 0-for-2 in the game one loss, but yeah, he's just got to be better overall. He was he was -18. They were -18 when he was on the floor.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I'm putting too much on Drummond, who's more of a role player. But I remember this, though. I remember in that play-in game against the Golden State Warriors, I started tracking it because it was weird, and I went back and watched it at the 5:16 mark in the third quarter. All right, of that play-in game, they subbed out Andre Drummond for the final time. Didn't put him back in the game after that. The team field goal percentage went from 35% to 50% shooting after the substitution. They were plus 12 in point differential after that. And if you start tracking, I went back and looked at some more advanced stats. LeBron and AD have more turnovers and fewer assists when Andre Drummond's on the floor. LeBron has more points per 100 possessions without Drummond on the floor than with Drummond on the floor. So does AD. All right. Both actually have more points per 100 possessions with Gasol on the floor as the big man, as opposed to Drummond on the floor.
And Andre Drummond didn't play, I don't think.
Yeah, Andre Drummond, yeah, he doesn't. But Andre Drummond actually plays, he doesn't play that as much as they like to play Andre Drummond. And Andre Drummond has been playing well. I'm not saying he's not playing well, but I'm saying you can't deny the advanced analytics. LeBron scores 9.07 fewer points per 100 possessions on the season when Andre Drummond's on the floor than without, an AD, 7.15 fewer points per 100 possessions with Drummond on the floor for the season. It bears out in the season, and it bears out in the postseason, the short, small sample size we have. the shooting profile for Anthony Davis changes tremendously with Andre Drummond on the floor. I'm not saying that that's not what their intent is, but it ain't working against Phoenix. You look at this season, you look at shots at the rim, the frequency of shots at the rim for AD with Andre Drummond on the floor, 21.9% of his shots are at the rim with Andre Drummond on the floor. 29.7% of his shots are at the rim without Andre Drummond on the floor. He goes to the rim more.
Gotcha.
Right? His rim field goal percentage.
So that would back up your take here. Yeah.
He's more involved.
We're going to see more of the AD we want.
Yes, he's more involved and active, and he's a little bit more efficient without Andre Drummond on the floor. Now, I know they're trying to get the right matchup, but his mid-range field goal percentage also 35% without Andre Drummond, higher than his mid-range field goal percentage, long and mid-range, what they say, field goal percentage with Andre Drummond. All the stats that I've looked at, every last one of them say that AD and LeBron are better without Andre Drummond on the floor. Not saying you can't play Andre Drummond, that's ridiculous, but watch when you have them on the floor with Andre Drummond. You might need to make sure you got a lead when that's happening. You're not in trouble when that's happening. All the stats bear out, and I don't know why Frank Vogel isn't seeing it. It's a small sample size, but Montrezl Harrell, maybe he's a better option.
He could be. I got to give Phoenix credit, though. I mean, look, Paul, and also, where's Chris Paul going to be health wise?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he was obviously in pain in the fourth quarter. Looked like he has a bum shoulder. So Paul has been a story in and of himself this whole year. Devin Booker caught up with him. Devin Booker can flat out play.
Yes, he can.
There's no way Ayton can outplay AD. If that happens, Phoenix will win this series. Now, I don't think that's going to happen the rest of the way, but DeAndre Ayton had 21 and 16, and you take that with Booker and what Paul gave, and they were getting into it. I mean, Caruso and Cameron Payne, this was already felt like this was going to be – Phoenix is young, and L.A. is obviously the favorite, even though technically I guess Phoenix has the better record. But you still think the Lakers are going to pull through here. I don't know. We're going to find out tonight. Phoenix team, but, man, Monty's got them playing pretty well.
Yeah, he does. No, I think it's a challenge for AD, number one. I think you're right. All these advanced analytics I'm bringing up, all that really shouldn't matter. AD is a better player, and he's too good of a player to be subdued and neutralized to this degree, neutered to this degree.
Yeah.
So it's on him, number one. He knows that. He already said, if I play like this, we're going to lose.
Yeah.
So he knows that. He's putting more pressure on himself. So I think he'll respond. But Frank Vogel, I think the way he manipulates the lineups and the way that he, optimizes AD. It's going to be big, man. And I don't know what he's going to do about the Andre Drummond, Montrezl Harrell situation, but he's got to figure that out and figure out which one of those lineups is going to give him the best chance to win and when, more importantly, to play those lineups.
Totally agree. Kuzma's got to be better. Lakers shot 27% from beyond the arc. That will be better, but that has to be, and it's got to be the right guys shooting it. So if Caruso and and the rest of that cast can really step up. And I think they will. I think they'll win this. You forget last year when they went on to win the championship, the first two series they played, they lost game one.
That's a good point.
And they were able to come back. They made adjustments. And there were even times, I remember last year at this time saying, man, 80 to, I'm not sure what's going on. And he stepped his game up.
No,
and they also found, like you said, they found actually better rotations. So we'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, last year, AD was great at the rim. 32% of his shots last year in the playoffs were at the rim. And he was hitting 80% of those. This year, it's around 28% so far in the playoffs. He's got to get to the rim more. And you said maybe it's just back to the basket. Maybe it's him working in the paint. But you're right. Maybe it's him facing up a little bit more. Whichever way he's got to do it, he's got to be more efficient and more effective.
One more thing before we move on to the Mavs. Vogel did say the team expects to reach 85% COVID vaccination threshold Monday. And so...
Oh, that means your protocols change.
Protocols change, but also that I'm guessing that means some people got the final shot.
And that means we don't know if LeBron got it, though. Remember, the whole thing
LeBron got the pass, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, LeBron.
You know, and I was fine with that. I want LeBron out there.
We knew that NBA is not going to suspend LeBron. For those who didn't hear about it, LeBron went to like a party with Drake. He was, I think, promoting one of his products or something. I'm not sure exactly what it was. But he violated the NBA's COVID protocol by going to the party.
Some people are like, he should be suspended.
Yeah. Come on now. That's just bad for business.
Right.
But the Kim Kardashian, Nicki Minaj, Serena Williams size, Cardi B size. But nobody knows if LeBron James is vaccinated. He has stayed away from it and even hinted that he is not. vaccinated, that he will not get vaccinated. There's even some of his teammates that have, you know, kind of thrown out there, oh, no, no, none of us, me and LeBron, you know, we're not vaccinated. So
is he doing a show on Fox?
Yeah, exactly. We don't know. So LeBron, maybe he's vaccinated, but he is not being open about it. Usually stars are, you know, tweeting out and Instagramming photos of their vaccination cards.
Right.
And LeBron's been asked about it, and he stays away from the question. So there's a belief that LeBron, and not that he's an anti-vaxxer, but that LeBron is, just doesn't want to get vaccinated. He ain't the only one there. The NFL has had this issue. The Bills coach.
Also, I'm okay if you don't tell me. I mean, I made the joke about Fox, but I know Fox, some of the Fox hosts have gotten crap for that. That's your right to tell me.
Exactly. And the Bills,
or not to tell me.
The Buffalo Bills head coach said, we don't have enough guys that want to get vaccinated. And there are a lot of people that believe Josh Allen is one of the prominent figures with the Bills who doesn't want to get vaccinated. Remember, their head, now their GM, Bean, I believe was his last name, he came out and he said he was thinking about cutting players who didn't get vaccinated.
You better watch. How do you think that fly in baseball?
Exactly. And we don't. And exactly. How did that fly in any sport? Or right. It's like, well, you're going to cut Josh Allen if he's not vaccinated?
Yeah.
So this conversation is not going away about the vaccination thing. But yeah, nobody knows if LeBron James is vaccinated or not. He won't let us know. He won't tell us.
Okay.
Which makes me think he's not.
He's not. Right.
And he's like, I don't want to get into
it. But I'm just wondering if any of these guys have any of the complications that other people have had where it does affect them a little bit.
Oh, that's a great point. Fatigue is the number one, I think, side effect for people is fatigue. You just are generally fatigued. It's interesting. And you know, LeBron's probably avoiding it because he doesn't want the fatigue. He's like, no, I want to be at my best. I don't blame him. That's an interesting conversation to have. Everybody's got a right to do whatever they want to do with their body. I'm one of those people. You're a libertarian for the most part. That's where it starts.
How I roll.
Yeah, you do what you want to do with your damn body. So I'm in that category too. I won't judge people if they don't want to get the vaccine. That's on you.
Yep. All right. What about Dallas tonight? We talked about it. Who's going to guard Luka? And apparently it's going to be Kawhi. They tried to go small, and it just didn't work. Luka just ate those guys up.
Patrick Beverley, with
his old man game, and Rojo. I mean that as a compliment, because he can go old man game when he wants to. Like, going small is not going to help. He's going to slow down the pace. He's a pace type of guy.
Yeah.
And he's going to get that ass, and he, you know, a little bit of Nicki Minaj in there, and he's going to back people down, and he's got such a diverse game off of that. He's either going to find guys that are open, or he's going to score. I think Kawhi is a damn good defender, but can Paul George do a little bit of that if Kawhi either offensively is struggling or just gets worn out?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Kawhi can do a great job, but you just hit the nail on the head. How does it affect his other parts of his game in an adverse way?
Right.
If he's going to be running around on defense side about denying Luka even the ball, right, and working that hard, and then when he's getting the ball, being all up in his grill the entire time, yeah, I'm sure Kawhi can do that. He's an elite defender. And that will, I think, neutralize Luka to a certain extent. I don't know, what does that mean? It probably means he doesn't get a 30-point triple-double. It's a 20-point triple-double. Right. That's all that means. But getting back to it, yeah, man, that's going to affect Kawhi on the offensive end, and Dallas can still end up winning this game. Remember, Kristaps Porzingis had a subpar game.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 4 of 13, 1 of 5 from three-point range, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. He had 14 points. He was barely a factor in that game.
Really wasn't.
Kristaps last year, in those three playoff games he played, I mean, he was a hell of a factor. He had some of his best games we've seen him play in those three postseason games. So I think if he has a great game, and even if Luka is not the 30-point triple-double Luka, which he's been against the Clippers in the playoffs, I still could see the Mavs pulling this out. Yeah, it's going to be a hell of a task for Kawhi to have to play Luka to defend him the entire game. They can't do that. They got to split time with Paul George, then throw in some Patrick Beverley, and then throw in some Rojo. They're going to have to really decide situationally when to apply Kawhi.
Yep.
I didn't mean to rhyme that.
No, but you did.
You know what I mean?
Like
that's what I'm going to have to do. It can't do it the whole game. I would start out that way, and then I would have the feel of the game. Like, all right, when is Luka trying to take over? If he's trying to take over, Kawhi, you go get him. If he's trying to take over the game.
Three guys that really played well in game one that helped the Mavs. Obviously, you start with Luka, but Rod's right. I mean, Porzingis didn't give them much. You got Finney Smith, the 3-and-D guy.
Ooh,
you got
great.
Hardaway. I love both those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Luka's obviously the easiest guy to root for on that team, but I love Finney Smith, and I love what Hardaway bring. And then Jalen Brunson also gave them something off the bench.
Jalen Brunson was great. Yeah, Hardaway is just, man, he's just got,
I
he's
love
unconscious.
Dad, so yeah, but so he, I'm already in.
Yeah,
I was in on him in Michigan.
That's true, and he will shoot it, though, man. He will. He's got no regrets about putting it up. I think Chris Stapps, Porzingis, what you got from Dorian Finney-Smith was unexpected.
Yep.
And Jalen Brunson, you're right. Maybe he gave more than you expected from him, too. So you did have some guys that stepped up. But you should get more from Chris Stapps, Porzingis. Tim Hardaway Jr. has been doing it. Some form of that. He's been a really solid contributor for a while, so I expected him to step up in the playoffs.
This is going to be a fun series, but this is going to be a really big night. Like, this is a, for me, must-see TV.
Yeah,
for people that aren't watching regular season, now's the time to get in.
I can't believe it's on NBA TV.
I know.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Luka and Kawhi? What are you doing?
Baseball's doing stuff on Access Television. It's like they're just taking the biggest check they can get.
Is it best because they're both West Coast, because Phoenix and L.A. will be playing
I think
West
that's
Coast.
It. Yes.
And then,
yep.
And okay.
So Boston and the Nets are about to start in 7 minutes. That'll be on TNT. You got Lakers and the Suns.
Yeah.
Supposed to tip
LeBron.
Around nine.
LeBron's
got
to get prime time.
Dude.
You're choosing between LeBron and Luka, and right now LeBron gets the prime time. I get that. That's different.
And with the Suns, I tell you what, with the Suns winning game one, I think that makes it an easier call. Because now we're really going to see if this is going to be a series
totally
or not.
Agree.
Well, we know Mavericks-Clippers, or at least I think it's going to be a series going all the way through. Hey, let me tell you about Bryant AC and Electric. They've been doing business for 38 years in Austin. They're clean air specialists. And really, it's a one-stop shop for both AC and electrical needs. Second-generation family-run business. It's a fantastic family, and they do good work. But I can definitely tell you that you're doing business with good people. Lifetime Austinites, the one that Chronicle Best of 2019, Local Best in 2018, 2019, and 2020. So sometimes you hear, okay, they've been around four decades. Are they still at the top of their game? Yes, they're at the top of their game, but they have the experience and the trust level from all of us Austinites because we've been using them forever. They work with every brand of AC unit, so maybe two birds, one stone. Give them a call, and you can get some electrical stuff done and also get your AC worked on. It's Bryant AC and Electric. 512-328-3268, 512-328-3268, or just get online. It's BryantACService.com. So as Rod said, the Mavs-Clips game, that'll be 9:30, and that will be on NBA TV. If you're looking to find it, all the other games will be on TNT. About 30 minutes left to go in this one. Up next, we'll get back to what our Specs text line question of the day was. So it's 512-337-3776. Tim Tadlock got a lifetime deal from Texas Tech. What coaches ever in sports, any sport, deserved a lifetime deal? We'll recap that up next. Good selection, John. Good selection. It's a Bat Tuesday here. Any reason for this or just because it's fantastic?
It's a bop.
Okay.
What more can I say?
Yeah. Okay. Rod, yeah. You fit this one?
Yeah. I mean, so many people have taken the beat, but it's classic, man.
Yeah, we probably heard this in hip-hop. We probably heard this in
a lot of people have taken. I can't think of the songs now, but it's very one of the most sampled beats out there. I mean, it's just an iconic beat. Yeah. Even just a little part. That's how you know you've transcended in music when you get people start sampling all your stuff. And you'd be surprised these days what's sampled because, they can speed it up, slow it down, they can tweak it, freak it, and you really wouldn't even know half the damn time.
I got a couple of them, actually, right
you
here.
You know?
Yeah. SOS by Rihanna.
That's right. You're right.
Centerfold by Pink used it, and a whole bunch of other, R&B hits from, early 2000s, even 90s.
I know it's one of the most sampled songs. People love this beat. So many parts of it. It's very eclectic too. Like, this is one of those songs when you heard it for the first time in Beats by Dre headphones, you went, oh, holy Chicago.
Sounds
you didn't even realize
different.
All the different things, all the little tiny little nuances of the beat. Oh, it's great stuff. Yeah.
Man, Dre's done a good job.
Dre has done a great job.
Because it seems like most of what he puts out there is legitimate. There's no sex blankets.
That's
There's no
single magnet within.
Not
his
a single magnet. There's no TB12.
Dr. Dre could sell a sex blanket though. You're right. Yeah, the TB12 recovery pajamas. Ugh. Yeah, you know what? I'll say this though. TB12. he's about to blow up in that space.
Yeah.
When he wins a Super Bowl at 45, which he plans to do.
He just won one at what?
43?
43, yeah.
When he wins it at 45, he's going TB12 is going to be on everything. It's going to be a TB12 diet, TB12 sleepwear, TB12 workouts, TB12 clinics.
I know.
It's going to be all over the place,
It's
man.
Healthy living, and I've gotten a lot healthier the older I get. I think that's just part of it.
It's going to be an HEB, TB12, like organic, I have no idea, onion dip, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
It's just going to be there.
People will buy it.
Yeah, exactly, because of what we just talked about, right? It's legitimized. Tom Brady endorses this thing.
Yeah.
It's got to work.
It's got to work.
Yeah.
Well, I'm more about the Kristaps Porzingis life. So this is from CB. Got to give him some love. We just talked about Mavs Clippers. That's coming up at 9:30 on NBA TV. Mavs looking to go up 2-0. The NBA is fine. Kristaps Porzingis, $50K for visiting an LA strip club Sunday.
No, they did not.
Yeah.
Did they really do that?
Yeah, they fined him.
Wow, what's that? Oh, that is so wrong.
I know.
And they're not going to touch LeBron. They're just gonna, and LeBron was out there on social media. I didn't even see Kristaps Porzingis stuff on social media.
And I wouldn't suspend anyone. You can find them. And maybe they did find them.
Maybe they find LeBron. Yeah.
But don't suspend any of them.
Yeah, don't suspend anybody.
Right?
Yeah. No, you can't suspend anybody.
We're trying to make this as watchable as...
I don't know if they find LeBron either. I got to go back and check if they find LeBron. Maybe they find him.
Maybe they did.
Maybe they find him.
But yeah, so Kristaps was taking his 7'4 ass out to see some... See some women.
Hey, the stage back open again. What do you mean? Why am I getting fined, all right, for violating COVID protocol when the state has no COVID protocols?
Well, you said you want to incentivize these players getting vaxxed. That would be one. Say, tell you what, you get vaxxed, you can go to any strip club you want.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they have been incentivizing vaccinations, though. Remember that up in Boston? Was it Boston or, like, Pennsylvania?
One was, like, $1 million.
Well, they were doing
a lottery?
In one state. They were basically, like, signing people up for the lottery if you got a vaccination.
De Blasio was trying in New York City with Shake Shack.
Yeah. And
but he doesn't sell anything well, including himself.
But they did. Remember they did a shot? I think you got a beer and a shot with your vaccination shot.
Yep.
That was their thing.
That had to be Midwest.
I believe
that
it was
like a
Midwest.
Cleveland thing,
yeah,
you know?
It was like, but either way, it's still pretty cool.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Chick-fil-A should have did it. Free Chick-fil-A for a vaccine shot.
I would have been in.
Dude, I'd say 70% of the country would be vaccinated right now if you got a free chicken sandwich with your vaccination.
You know what the problem with that one, though? I would be willing to bet there were some crazy people who try to get like vaccinated a second time to get more free chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A.
100%.
The people who love Chick-fil-A are crazy enough to do that.
Oh, like, John, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
I'll deal with the headache.
I'll deal with
don't care.
I'll deal with
I
the side effects.
That free Chick-fil-A.
I just need that free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And we know doing radio, some people are just, they just get fired up to get free stuff.
It is.
Whether they need it fiscally or not, it's like, I just like free stuff.
It's almost like they get this
I like free stuff. What am I talking about?
But they get a high out of winning and getting free stuff. You're right. Some people, they do. Yeah, you're right. I like free. As I get older, I like more free stuff.
Absolutely.
I love free hats and free glasses. I'll wear that stuff.
I forgot the last tickets I paid for.
People hate paying for tickets for sporting events.
I know.
They're like, can they get free stuff so much? They're spoiled.
And it may not even be that much.
No.
And, you know, it's like someone's looking at you like, you can afford this.
You can afford this.
It's not the point.
It's like, it's a Round Rock Express, bro. Just buy a ticket.
It's not the point. I don't know why, but doing this for so long, we all have entitlements in our job.
That is one of them.
And I guess that would be one of
them. That is no doubt one of them.
So we started the show off with, get to hornfm.com. We're live, we're local, we're digital. You can get the Horn app, but hornfm.com, you can check out all the different shows. We got a really good lineup, so and that goes all the way back. So if you want to listen to a triple option from 2 weeks ago, go do it. And a lot of people do that, obviously, when they're working out, mowing the lawn, just stuff like that, and they'll let that roll. But we started the show off with talking about not only Texas baseball and the awards they got, David Pierce, Coach of the Year in the Big 12, Ty Madden, Pitcher of the Year, and multiple guys in the first and second team, but Tim Tadlock getting a lifetime deal. It's a 7-year contract that rolls over, lifetime deal from Kirby Hocutt and Texas Tech. I think it's worth it because of who Tech baseball's been forever and who they've been under Tim Tadlock. And you know I think he's that damn good of a coach. I think he's one of the best coaches in college baseball. But, Rod, we threw it out there. Who were coaches who deserved a lifetime deal? And the obvious one, it wasn't too obvious for us right away, but you finally thought of it. For Texas, it was Eddie Reese.
Eddie Reese, man.
Right?
Yep, lifetime. That's easy peasy. I mean, that, and I don't know when, what national championship do you decide, all right, let's give him a lifetime deal.
Right.
Which one of his national championships would you have decided? But that's a guy deserving of. And, you know, it's all about fit, right? It's all about, I always say marriage is about compatibility, and compatibility ultimately is about compromise. Marriage is technically, theoretically, a lifetime contract. So that's how I think you got to look at it. And I could argue and make the argument, and I think you'd agree, if you're a blue blood, if you're a true blue blood, not one of those, you know, on the precipice, on the, you walk in the line between being a blue blood and something that is not. If you're a true blue blood and you have been for a long time, there's probably never a reason for you to sign a coach to a lifetime contract.
Probably not.
But Eddie Reese, I think, would be one of those exceptions.
Yep.
Because at blue blood, you can make the argument that once that coach, once Father Time catches up with them and their skills do start to deteriorate, ultimately they decide to retire, you can upgrade to a younger, better version.
Yeah. So if you're Leo DiCaprio, you just don't put a ring on it. Because at some point, I'm going to upgrade.
Yeah. But if you're in Iowa State,
yeah,
and you got a Matt Campbell there, and Matt Campbell in the 10 years prior to Matt Campbell,
no, if you're James Belushi, you put a ring on it.
Exactly. You're 10 years prior to Matt Campbell, you had one winning season, and since then, you've had, what, a winning season 4 out of 5 years since he's been there, and his last losing season was his first season. You know, maybe that's a guy, if you're Iowa State and you know who you are, you start thinking, can we ever do better than Matt Campbell? I mean, Detroit Lions offered this guy a $70 million deal, and he turned it down. He's very loyal.
Yeah.
He's been offered, you know, multiple NFL jobs.
Have we ever had a better coach than him?
Have we ever had a better coach? How about this? Iowa State has won 4 out of the last 10 versus Texas and Oklahoma now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Matt Campbell had a couple of one-point losses to Oklahoma or something like that, or if it's close losses. Iowa State was 7-84-2. Versus Texas and Oklahoma prior to Matt Campbell getting there. And they've won 4 out of the last 10 versus Texas and Oklahoma.
That's crazy.
That guy, you might need to sign him to a lifetime deal
right,
if you're Iowa State.
Yeah.
Because you may not do better than that guy.
Text line, we missed a couple. We threw a lot of them out there. I mean, obviously Saban, Belichick, John Wooden, Rod Dato, Augie Garrido, specifically at Cal State Fullerton.
In his prime.
Anson Dorns, the North Carolina soccer coach, which is he's won a million titles. He's pretty much the Eddie Reese of soccer. I miss Phil Jackson, and someone put that in there.
Yeah.
So I guess with the Bulls,
it's rare in pro sports. Yeah, it's rare in pro sports, but he could be one of those guys you put in the conversation. Yeah.
Now, like you said with Belichick, maybe that ties in with, it's a lifetime contract as long as 23 is here.
But I saw him do it with Kobe, too.
That's true.
And I nodded as Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah, right.
So,
yeah.
But at least
he
I saw
wouldn't barrette the talent.
Exactly. I saw him reinvent it. And that's kind of my thing with Pop, too. I know Popovich is getting a lot of love. He should. Popovich
pops
is a GOAT.
We've got a
but
lot of
Pop
pops.
And Belichick are very similar in, I really like to see them do it without Duncan and without Brady. But you did point out that Pop, at least, He reshifted and recalibrated his big three when he led with Kawhi as the tip of the spear.
Yep.
So that was a little different. So I'll give Pop a little bit more props than I give Belichick. And Pop didn't cheat like Belichick cheated, but I digress.
You digress. But no, that actually should be part of the discussion right there. I'm trying to think of who else we mentioned.
I think
Bill
Mike
Walsh.
Leach at Tech, and I
like that one.
I think Mike Leach, I know we're talking about Tech because they're the ones who offered up all these lifetime deals. Because
right.
Kirby Hokut offered Chris Beard one, and now, of course, Tim Tadlock. But I think they regret letting Mike Leach go, and I think if they had a chance to sign him to a lifetime deal, they probably should have. He's one of those guys that they were out kicking their coverage with Leach.
Are you going
to
get better than that?
Exactly.
Right.
Are you going to get? They thought Cliffy would be better, but Cliffy ain't.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, if he got a lifetime thing with Tech, I would have never seen him when he went up to Washington State University.
This is fair.
There's that.
True, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to see Leach football.
That is true.
Well, Washington State would be one. Does Washington State sign him to a lifetime deal?
I don't know.
I don't know, because I don't know if at Washington State if he... Yeah, exactly, right? It's a different situation.
Different fit.
Yeah.
It's a different fit. At Tech, he was almost perfect for Tech.
Yeah.
He was really just perfect for them. And that's why
Tom Osborne in Nebraska. You threw that
Tom
out there.
Tom Osborne in Nebraska.
Especially with what they're dealing with right now.
Yep.
Where
exactly.
The future, it doesn't look like there's a future.
It doesn't.
It almost feels like the landscape has shifted and it's that's just the past.
And what was Tom Osborne? A visionary.
He was.
He was a visionary. He's always looking to the future. He's one of those guys, right? You brought up Bill Walsh as a guy that should get a lifetime contract. And I agree. But what we love about Bill Walsh is he was always looking to the future. When he had Joe Montana, he was thinking about Steve Young.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. And I'm with you, man. I think that, you know, if you're, think about this, if you're a Baylor with, And Baylor's really good at picking their coaches. I'll give them credit. With Matt Rhule, Baylor has a couple of these potentially.
Scott Drew.
You
should have done it with Kim Mulkey.
You thought you brought up Kim Mulkey. Art Briles, I know people don't want to bring up Art Briles because he's shady and disgusting. But just talking about football and away from him being an a-hole and a D-bag off the field. But in terms of football, he was one of those guys who would offer him a lifetime deal. Think about what he did there at Baylor.
Just put a little caveat in there. If you are, you know, putting, or if you are supporting an environment of rape,
yeah,
then the lifetime contract goes away.
All right, Matt Rhule.
Just
sign Matt Rhule's lifetime deal. Leave Art Briles out of it. I don't want to get canceled.
What it tells you is Baylor's done a really good job of hiring.
They have, man. They just know who they are as a program.
They do.
And they've done a really good job of hiring. I really trust their hiring process.
You brought that up. Rick McKean, Pat Fitzgerald's another one you brought up.
At Northwestern, I think he's good for that program.
I brought up Brad Stevens at Butler.
Yep.
And then also Mark Few at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Like, you are who you are because of them.
Exactly. You're not going to do better than that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's no way you are. All right. We got one segment to go. We'll be back and tell you what's on tap for tonight. This is The Horn.
Pop a top again.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Oh, yeah. I've been known to drink a beer or two.
I think a man working outdoors feels more like a man if you can have a bottle of suds. It's only my opinion. Sir,
I got beer.
I got bottled breast milk.
Why don't we start with the beer?
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wait, it's already 5 o'clock here. It's time for What's on Tap.
How about a nice cool drink?
That's really good.
That's good. That is.
Pop a top again.
Welcome back to the Triple Option with RBKD. We are done for the day, but before we close things out, we got to let you know what's on tap for tonight. If you missed any part of the Triple Option with RBKD, please go to hornfm.com and go to the podcast page, and you can catch up with any of the shows, any parts of any of the shows you may have missed. Also, you can catch up with us individually via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse, Kevin Dunn at KevinDunn01. BK will be back later on this week, taking some personal time, but you can cyberstalk him at Brad Kellner in the Twitterverse. One thing, John.
Slide into the DMs.
Slide into his DMs. There you go, if you want to do that. I think he'd appreciate that. He's a single man. I want to thank John for doing a great job on the show today. It's been fantastic back there, twisting, tweaking the dials in place of BK. All right. I saw this random little nugget of information that I thought was kind of strange. Adam Schefter reported a couple of minutes ago that Aaron Rodgers wasn't the only Packer that missed OTAs. He said their top five wide receivers didn't go to OTAs either.
The top five?
He said Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Alan Lazard, Devin Funchess, and Equanimeous St. Brown all skipped OTAs.
Really? Okay.
You think that's intentional? Was that done on purpose?
I think that's probably...
Wow.
I mean, that's got to be connected to Rodgers in some way, right?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. Like, you think that's them organizing themselves? Like, we're not going...
Yes.
Like a silent protest?
Or maybe realizing, you know what? Since they are a quote-unquote volunteer, this would be the year to do it.
I guess so.
We'll get away with it.
Well, or maybe it shows you the value of a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers texts all the guys and say, hey, and looking forward to seeing you at OTAs, or hey, man, OTAs, let's make sure we're all there. Even the ones you're, you know, not obligated to go to, you show up because that's Aaron Rodgers,
Aaron
your quarterback.
Rodgers, right.
Jordan Love don't got that kind of clout.
Yep.
He can't do that.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's on tap? NBA?
NBA Nets are up 30-18 on the Celtics, and I just don't think this is going to be much of a series.
Man, the Nets are just too loaded.
They are. This should be a good series, but the Celtics, it just has not been working all year.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't fire Stevens. I know I've heard a lot of stuff on that, but they got to kind of get whatever they had a couple years ago back.
Yeah, I think the Nets are going to win it all.
I think too.
The Nets stay healthy. They're going to win it all. Hell, they can even have somebody hurt and still win it all. They're that talented.
So how about this? We talk about local Westlake and some of the guys that have come out of there. How about Harvard Westlake in California? Something else I'll be watching. Cardinals at the White Sox. Jack Flaherty will be starting for the Cardinals. Lucas Giolito starting for the White Sox. They both pitched at Harvard Westlake. And to add to that, this is a high school team.
That's crazy.
They have another major league pitcher, Max Fried.
That's crazy.
Those three guys were on the Harvard Westlake staff.
Wow.
Can you imagine facing that in high school?
That's freaky.
Hey, we got their third guy. Yeah, he's a major league pitcher and a good one.
Damn.
I know. So they're going to be taking each other on tonight, two guys who pitched in the same high school staff.
That's pretty historic.
Basketball for you tonight?
Yeah, watching LeBron and the Lakers, and I'm trying to catch Luka. I don't have NBA TV, though, I don't think.
You don't have NBA TV?
I'm not sure if I do. I don't think I do.
Oh, you got to have it. Maybe I do.
I never watch it, so who knows?
All right.
I guess I'll find out tonight.
310. Check 310 if you have Spectrum. All right, we'll be back on Thursday. Don't forget, no show tomorrow because we've got Texas baseball. Once again, thanks a lot to John Reichel.
Thanks, John.
Did a great job stepping in. Hopefully, BK will be back on Thursday. For Rob B., I'm Kevin. Y'all have a great night. Peace.